itinerary of your intentions. Less than a month ago in Lourdes, our family settled into the last row of a large outdoor pavilion located just in front of the famous baths, where so many miraculous healings have occurred. The early July sun was edging toward truly hot, and judging by the pace of the line, we thought there was little likelihood we would make it to the front before closing time. But we were in no position to complain. Just moments before, we had the chance to visit the grotto where the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Saint Bernadette 18 times in 1858. At nearby fountains, we had filled several bottles with water. The peace and beauty of the shrine were already blessing us in a way that is hard to describe. Now, seated in the quiet shade of the pavilion, we saw an older man, a shrine volunteer, making his way down our row. He was looking directly at us, motioning to us to join him. We got up, only to find that he was escorting our family past row after row of pilgrims to the front of the line. From last to hearing his hushed words, "Your family will be next," we were stunned. We later learned that parties with children get to bypass the line, but that knowledge did little to lessen our wonder. We had come from far away and were carrying dozens of prayer requests from you, family members, and other friends, and we had been prepared to wait and pray, wait and pray, wait and pray. Truth be told, we may have even wanted to wait a bit. How can we pray for you? That is the question that led us to that amazing moment in front of the baths at Lourdes. It was the question we posed to you, readers of the Heaven in Your Home letters, spanning not only 30 states in the U.S., but over 10 countries, in the weeks leading up to our trip to the World Meeting of Families in Rome. We had no idea what to expect, especially given how many emails vie for your attention in your inbox. But we were so humbled by your response. You entrusted dozens of intentions to us in the days that followed. To include all of you, we added, "for the intentions of all our readers." We put them all into a document that we carried with us into many churches and shrines that we visited in the following weeks, starting with St. Peter's Basilica in Rome and ending with Gaudi's famous Holy Family Basilica in Barcelona, and in between, Our Lady of Lourdes Basilica and many smaller churches and shrines. But before we return to Lourdes, we must admit this. We had no idea how your intentions would add so much depth to our trip to Rome and the family vacation that followed. Wherever we went, whatever happened to us, whatever challenge came our way, whatever blessing we experienced, we had those papers on us. Your intentions were deeply moving, and we felt how much we wanted to honor them at as many altars as possible. We're no longer in Europe now, stumbling across the tomb or relics of yet another saint, but the insights of those days remain. Intercessory prayer is an integral way of living our lives as a gift for others. Secondly, our families desperately need healing in so many areas, and we must realize that we are not alone, that we can entrust our intentions to others. Our Blessed Mother intercedes for our families. And finally, each of us can carry a list of special intentions. Back to Lourdes. After being ushered in so quickly, we walked down a corridor and into a makeshift room of curtains above steps leading to a bath. Entrance into the bath itself is not currently possible due to COVID, but a water gesture, as it's called, is offered in its place. Together as a family, we were welcomed by a volunteer's kind smile. In the sacred minutes that followed, she led our family in prayer as she poured the water of Lourdes over our hands, arms, and faces. Since 1863, pilgrims to Lourdes have ended each day with a procession around the grounds of the shrine, praying and praising God in song. So, after bringing your intentions into the baths, to the rosary in front of the grotto, to an hour of adoration, through the Basilica and to the tomb of Saint Bernadette, we joined this Eucharistic procession, along with hundreds of other pilgrims from around the world, so many of whom were in wheelchairs, pushed by volunteers or fellow pilgrims. A palpable joy and hope permeated the procession. That beautiful procession struck us as a living, three-dimensional image of the Church. We are all frail, weak, and wounded, and yet we walk together. We pray for one another. We strengthen and encourage one another as we push one another's wheelchairs, as we lift one another's intentions to the Lord. All along the way, Jesus leads and accompanies us, and our Blessed Mother intercedes for us. How can we pray for you? This simple question led to the greatest gift of our entire pilgrimage, an experience of the wounded yet hopeful body of Christ, traveling together toward the heavenly Jerusalem of new life.